This is episode 544 on the Hidden Why podcast with Divya Parekh.
Welcome to the Hidden Why's 30-minute power segment. I am passionate about creating a lifestyle that minimizes suffering and regret. The purpose of life is not simply to survive, but to thrive, and I believe we do that by creating a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Each week, I'll be delivering a 30-minute conversation with a guest expert on a topic that they are knowledgeable and passionate about, with the purpose to inspire and educate us all. I don't have all the answers. I'm simply trying to figure life out. And through greater awareness and understanding, I can put into practice what I learn to further my life's progression. I can't give you your life's map. I can't show you the way, but I can assist you in discovering your why. I can help you define your life's compass to guide you purposefully to act on and pursue your life's desires. And from there, watch happiness ensue. My guests are the experts. They are the people I learn from. They provide the inspiration, education, and methodology that we can all benefit from in better navigating the ultimate life. Without further ado, let the show begin.
Today's featured guest is Divya Parekh. The topic is movement. Divya Parekh is an award-winning business relationship advisor, international speaker, and 3 times number one best-selling author of over 10 books. Divya brings her business expertise and success as an author together to guide others in the writing and publication of books that will enhance their professional credentials and propel their businesses to new heights. The foundation of Divya's success is that any professional or entrepreneur can achieve their highest goals by building and nurturing relationships. Today's topic is all about creating movement, creating the flow that is essential for all life. This is Divya Parekh. This is her topic, movement. Let the show begin. Hi, Divya. Lee Manutsi, how are you going?
Good. How are you, Lee?
I'm very well, thank you. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're all set, ready to go?
Yep.
Great. Look, I look forward to chatting to you today about your topic, and the topic is movement. So, first of all, perhaps you can clarify, what is movement to you? What does that mean? How do you define movement?
Great question. To me, movement is not being stuck. Movement is like a river. It's like a flowing water. So think about it. If the water is stagnant, that's where malaria, insects, breed, or even bacterial spores can breed in there. And if you think about it, even in lake and all that, you know, there is a continuous movement in there, whether it's through ecosystem or whether it's a river. And usually whenever it's running water, you're able to drink it, because most of the time they say, I mean, I'm not talking about like a sewer moving water, but as far as clean waters are concerned, to me, it's the movement of the wind. It's the movement of the action. People right. coming together and taking their message and making it not something bigger than who they are, being part of something big, being belonging to a cause that's bigger than you, as well as having that significance in your life. That's what movement means to me.
Okay, I like that, and certainly I can relate. I went for a hike recently, and I got to a campsite, and there was a big lake there, and they said, don't drink the water. You should carry your own water or water filters. I drank from the lake, and hopefully there was some movement in the lake because I didn't feel sick after it, so perhaps that was the case. But look, just to put things into context, I suppose, so we can head off in the right direction with this conversation, movement really is about, it's the opposite of stagnation. It's the opposite of being stuck, so it's about that constant state of flow, which is perhaps evident in all life, from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be
You're
fair?
Absolutely right.
Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay. So you're all about movement, and you're all about assisting others to get into that direction, get into movement, and get into that natural flow of life, which really, you know, does help you live with a greater sense of meaning, significance, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness, I believe. Why is that important to you? Why is this topic so important to you?
It is very important to me is because we are one community. And what has happened is in recent years and recent decades, centuries, whatever we want to call, is that the term, what's in it for me, especially now it has become so popular that anybody who does marketing, anybody who is thinking about reaching out to others is we have to think how the other people are thinking. What if we had a world where everybody thought about how can I help the other person? Think about that. And to me, the reason it's important is I see that when you do a movement, it's a win-win situation. There are studies, I come from a science background, mm-hmm. and having done biochemistry and being research scientist and being in so many different roles in biopharmaceuticals, running multi-million dollar projects, taking molecules from A to the market. It's fascinating is that there are studies that show that when you help others, you are helping yourself. You release good hormones. You even create good health at the cellular level. Mm-hmm. You benefit. Mm-hmm. So not only you're benefiting, and at the same time, when you are helping others, you're creating that connection. And that connection is the foundation of starting a solid and robust relationship.
Okay, that's a really interesting topic, and I'd like to go into that a little bit further. But I really want to ask, you know, why is, I mean, I guess from your perspective, you see that we're a part of a community, and I suppose movement from the individual levels really help that community connect and work cooperatively towards a greater state of well-being for everyone involved. Why is that something that you're passionate about now? Is there something that links you to your past, your backstory?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, people drink milk when they're babies, and like everybody else, I had that too. But as part of my upbringing, my dad was very, very strong in setting this beautiful example where he helped others. And that's what I saw, and that's what I grew up with. And probably I have a gene that's more predominant towards helping others. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it is that the joy and the fulfillment that you get when you help others succeed, and that connection that you get, like where you never feel that you are alone. Or, and even if you're alone, you never feel that you're alone because you know that you, somebody that cares for you is a phone call away, or somebody's out there that you are connected to. So, you know, there are two different things that are at play. One is being lonely and one is being alone. And there's so many people who cannot stay at home by themselves, and they may be on social media for all the time, and there is this fear of missing out. A new term has been coined. You may be aware of it or you may not be aware of it. FOMO, which is fear of missing out. And that is because lack of connection. And also, the reason why I'm passionate about this is because if we look at from science perspective, just from the evolutionary perspective, Homo sapiens, which is us, human being, is a social animal. Now, that's just from the survival perspective. So now that said, think about it. Let's just take one example of, I'm trying to recall the song from Southeast Asia. It's a Gangnam Style.
Uh-huh.
How it dissolved borders, right? People didn't care who was the singer, what was the music. It just broke all the barriers. So that's what a movement does, and that's what I'm passionate about, that these barriers we have built, these, oh, you know, you are different, I'm different. Think about it, like sun gives its warmth to everyone, regardless of who you are, where you are. Humans are humans, and think about it. If we want to bring a shift in the world, if we want to bring something that is lasting, that needs a movement, because when you are part of a movement, it's like a ripple, very much like a dominoes effect or throwing a stone in the pond. Just one person can create a movement. What happens is you impact somebody else. Somebody does some impact somebody else. And there are studies out there that actually shows that when you are happy, people around you will get happy. That happiness is contagious. And then you have made that difference to somebody else, you are impacting so many degrees of people. So think about the reach. It's not only the secondary reach, the tertiary reach, you can have reach up to quaternary reach.
Okay, so what are you talking about creating a movement that's united, that everyone follows? Or are you talking about just on an individual level creating movement in your life in a way that benefits others, in a way that removes the egocentric needs of the self towards really contributing and serving others? Is that sort of the movement you're talking about? Or are you talking about a bigger movement that I'm not quite getting into at the moment?
Well, I'm talking about at both levels. I'm talking about at the microcosmic level. I'm talking on the macrocosmic level. So when I was, I think, so a long time back when I had visited Washington, D.C. Space Museum, and what was fascinating was they showed how a small molecule, how atoms like, you know, neutrons and electrons and protons, how they're evolving, and when they break it down to the tiniest bit of level, it's nothing but energy and vibrations going around. And then they took it and spread it out at macrocosmic level, and you find that their same principle is consistent throughout, from a small atom to big cosmos. So that's what the movement is for me, that you can start a movement wherever you are. Because so many times people say, oh, you know what, I am not in the business of impacting thousands of people, or I want to, you know, touch a million lives or this and that. So what I'm saying is that movement can be as small as you want. It can be limited to yourself, or it can be as big as you want. It's your personal desire. So what I'm sharing is I'm taking away the excuse that it cannot be done. It can be done.
So to create a movement in a direction that you want to traverse this experience of life, is that sort of the angle?
Yes, it can be the angle that you want to define. Basically, is living a fulfilled and meaningful life.
Okay, so it's which going, gives it's going you happiness. From, going from being stuck or stagnant or maybe even complacent towards taking some kind of movement and creating a more meaningful life. Now, in doing that, I'm just trying to connect the dots here. In creating that movement and whatever that means to the individual and where they are currently in the world, in creating that movement, it's really a movement about serving and contributing and connecting with others. Is that the
guy?
Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. If it's just a movement with yourself and all you're doing is pleasing yourself, then it's not a movement. It's just restricted. It's not flowing.
Well, if we go back to the lake analogy before, and I'm sorry, I like this topic. If we go back to that lake analogy, sometimes that movement is fundamentally about ourselves. I absolutely believe we need to exchange the self for other, but at the same time, I think before we can really love and give love to others, we need to love ourselves, and that requires some sort of level of internal work or internal movement within the self that might come through awareness and trying to improve your mindset, improve skill, whatever it might be. Would that make sense to you? Or?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what I talk about in the last book that I did, The Entrepreneur's Garden, where I talk about the relationships. And there are 9 relationships that help a person succeed. And the first relationship is relationship with self. Where exactly what you're talking about, bringing that mindfulness, being authentic. And you're absolutely right. If you are not in the right place, then you cannot impact others. So the key is, as you mentioned, that if you cannot serve yourself, you cannot help others. And one of the examples that I love to share is about the oxygen mask.
Yeah.
When you're in an airplane and before it takes off, you know, we are given instructions, the safety instructions, that first what you got to do is put on the oxygen mask yourself before you go ahead and help others. So similarly, it's about creating the movement for yourself. And that's where I said that take that excuse away. We cannot do it. So what you can do is you'll find that as you are elevating yourself, the elevation of oneself will not happen without the elevation or the connection with others. Yeah. Yes, you can elevate, but think about it. Mm-hmm. There is some support somewhere. So just a simple thing, let's even just kind of take, there may not be personal interaction, but let's see, I'm assuming you have got headphones on.
Yep.
Did you make those?
No.
Where did you get them from?
Where did I buy these? I bought them from a shop in town here.
Yes, and where did they come from in shop?
Where did they come from? From where did that shop buy them from?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably made in Taiwan or China, I assume.
Right. So.
And that probably came. Probably before that, it came from another factory somewhere in Japan.
Yes, and even from before that, like, you know, these pieces, this plastic, this molecule, it comes from cosmos. So yes, we can talk about an individual level, but when you look at things from a bigger perspective, you will find that you've got nothing, that you're just independent. Even in the house you live, you do not build a house. The clothes we buy, we are connected. I mean, we can sit and say that, oh, we are not connected, I'm an individual. Yes, you're an individual. Yes, you are your own person, and yet you are connected.
But there's a part of that too. If we say, well, you're an individual, well, without the dependency on your mother, on her parents, on everything else that existed in your life up until this point, you wouldn't be that individual, would you? I mean, it's all based on dependency as well.
Exactly. So that's where I talk about the connectivity, that it's so inherent. Yes, the first key is to love yourself. And when you love yourself, the key to bringing that true love for yourself is opening up and seeing, when you talk about removing of the ego. And I'm not saying that you totally remove it, because ego is necessary and essential for self-survival.
Why is it essential and necessary for survival?
Because think about it, the fear factor, the amygdala, the part of the brain, right? If you did not have fear, then you could be standing in front of the train and still feel no fear. Oh, let me try it. I'm going to stand here. The train's coming for 2 seconds. I mean, you would be doing a lot of foolish things that would be preventable. And so ego, what I mean.
So is fear the ego? Is that what fear ego is?
No, ego is something, you know, it's so differently defined by different people. Well, for me, how I define is, ego is something that helps you survive, that helps you. So, for example,
a lot of people would argue that the ego actually limits us from really making true progress to our full potential.
It's ego. We can take a look at ego is that how you treat it, right? Ego is just there. It's the decision that you make. It's, again, bringing mindfulness and awareness to it and bringing your decision-making power. Whether you're making a decision or not making a decision, whether you're taking an action or not taking an action, it's your choice.
But you can make a decision without ego or with ego, and some perhaps might suggest that when we make decisions based on the need of the ego, sometimes they're not really that conducive.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, again, it's like using your higher self. And when I say higher self is using yourself that is driven by values.
Yep.
The compass is your integrity. And so it's again a good play, right? So when you are in that kind of a balance, then ego is not going to exist.
But
it's just part
ego,
of it.
I mean, you say ego is necessary for our survival.
Because it provides you with the identity. It's the same thing like when you talked about, oh, we need to love ourselves little. And technically, that is also part of little
ego. Okay. So is the ego and the self one thing then? Is that what you're sort of referring to it as?
You know, we can take it the way we want. The way I put it is, rather than boxing it and putting it in one word, that ego, self, I just say that when you are able to love yourself with freedom, without any constraints, without any limitations, that's when you have truly achieved the freedom. And when you are in that place, automatically you'll find that you are willing to help others. And at the same time, you are not that crazy that, let's say, if you are in a car and if you're going on a night trip and you see some very hefty, bulky guy asking you for a lift, and then you get this fearful feeling, a gut instinct that, you know, I don't need to stop, and you don't stop. So that's not being selfish, or that's not being that, oh, you're not being helpful. That's being, you know, self-preservation. And to me, it's that fine balance that when we move from self-preservation to greed, to having that, I want more, 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 that's when the ego steps in. But if you are there where, you know, living a wonderful life, having a good quality life, nothing wrong with it. To me, and that's one of the other relationships that I talk about, relationship with money. It's A-okay to have money. It's A-okay to have travel plans, to have a good house. It's A-okay to have the quality life that you desire. Yeah. But it's not A-okay to become egocentric, going back to that word, or becoming arrogant, or becoming so proud that I have the money and then I have the right to be mean to somebody else or look down upon someone else. So it's again what we do with what we have.
Yeah, okay. So going back to the earliest point I think we started on is, you know, going into this state of movement and really doing getting into movement for the quality of the relationships, for the quality of our connections, for the quality of other. Does it sort of begin generally in sort of selfish pursuits, do you believe? I just thought about this the other day, and I was reflecting on it and wondering, most of us, I think we start out in selfish pursuits, in this need to protect ourselves so we can protect that evolutionary instinct to survive. But then as we grow and as we, as we really heal the inner self and identify and create that strong identity, then we are better able to help others, like, you know, your example of the oxygen mask, helping ourselves before helping others. So it seems to me that we start off in a selfish pursuit and that leads us towards greater contribution, assuming that the ego doesn't take control, in my perspective, to where we're driven by greed and anger and all that sort of stuff. Do you think it starts in selfish pursuit?
There's no black and white. I say there are 50 shades of gray, or whatever shades of gray there are. In some cases, it could be selfish pursuit. In some cases, it could not be. And, you know,
do you think there's people start out in this, in a selfish pursuit because we're trying to, you know, protect our own needs, which makes sense, and that's absolutely normal to me.
Yes, and if we look at it even at a deeper level, so I'm just going to talk from a science perspective. We do it for selfish reasons. It makes you feel good. I mean, I'll be very transparent over here. Whenever I go and volunteer, or I'm doing a leadership workshop for economically challenged kids, or an entrepreneurial workshop for economically challenged kids, I feel good when somebody comes and gives me a hug, or when I go there, I know kids come up to me running and say, "Ms. Divya, I'm getting joy out of it." So I would say, yeah, it is for both. I want others to feel good, and I want to feel good too. So I would say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all ultimately want to, you know, connect with that deep sense of happiness. And I've got my own definition for that.
Leigh, what I would say is that's joy. Happiness is something that is dependent on external pleasures. Whereas this lasting sense of joy, you know, when I think about that memory, or when you have had something great, when we talk about love, right? When a parent has a child, regardless where that child has gone to college and they're not in your life, and yet when you think about a loved one, you feel that sense of joy, especially if you have a good relationship. Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. Movement is just not helping others. Movement is creating a movement in your life living that life, thriving in that life.
And that's certainly the benefits. Have
that lasting joy. Yes.
And the terms, it doesn't really matter. It's a word, I guess. But I would certainly say that my definition of happiness is that sense of joy, and not being, driven by pleasures or an attachment to even a past memory. Like you just said, I think an attachment to a past memory that brings you happiness is sometimes avoiding some sort of condition of your current environment that you don't like, that is unpleasurable, that is not satisfactory. Again, there's interpretations of that too in different perspectives, but yeah, certainly I would agree that happiness is joy. It's a greater sense of peace and calmness in life, regardless of the moment. And I guess I'm just getting down to that, you know, it's selfish, but it's not selfish, isn't it? To go after your own needs in a way that can serve others more meaningfully. Because I believe if we're satisfied and if we're content with who we are and our condition in life, we are better able to serve others. And that's going to have that ripple effect, like you said before, which creates that movement beyond ourself that's bigger, that creates a better well-being for all of humanity and life as we know it.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you stop being human. I mean, you know, I find that I still make mistakes. I find I'm still growing. I still have to learn.
No way.
I stumble. Yeah. Oh, I stumble all the time, you know, every single day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Work in progress.
So what?
Work in progress. Yep.
Before we wrap this up, a couple of quick, maybe three quick key takeouts that you can recommend for the audience to really set that movement into momentum. What are three action steps that they can take?
Well, the three action steps I would share with you is that first, know your why. What makes you get up in the morning? What makes you tick? What brings you that lasting joy and happiness? So you could be a research scientist. You know, you could be somewhere stuck in a research lab, but you could be the person who can give humanity a medicine that changes lives and saves lives.
Yeah.
So Graham Bell, right? Like, we would not have our these present beautiful life without the inventors. So know your why.
Mm-hmm.
Then second is know that whether you take an action or don't take an action or make a decision or don't make a decision, it's still your choice. You always have a choice. And then third is start that movement from internal to external. Join it, because the flow is as be like a river that traverses through different landscapes and impacts so much, and wherever the river goes, you know, the water is the life of humanity. Water gives life, water gives energy, so be like that.
Yeah, nice one. So what, just to wrap things up, what gets you out of bed? What is your why?
My why is, believe it or not, it is helping others. It's coaching. It's connecting with other people.
Why?
It's
why
about
that,
that movement.
Yeah, why is that so important to you? I mean,
I don't know.
We get that a lot. I hear it a lot, and people go, I really just want to help people. And I get that. I like that too, and I do too. I generally want to help people, but why? Why is that so important to you?
Because it brings joy to me, right? It's again, that connection. It's an interconnectivity. It's a reciprocal thing. It flows in both the direction. When I'm helping others, I'm getting joyous too. And what better way to be a coach as you're helping? So basically, I love what I do, and I do what I love.
Yeah, so serving and giving in a meaningful way gives you a greater sense of meaning and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's been a fantastic conversation. Appreciate your time, Divya, today. And I've got your links for your website, etc. there. So I'll stick that in the show notes. So if guys listening out there, if you'd like to check out what Divya does, she does some coaching, etc., I'll stick the link in the show notes. You can connect with her online. Any final thoughts, Divya, or connections, way for people to connect with you better?
Well, I would like to thank you for the work you are doing, bringing these kind of topics to people and creating a difference from where you are at. And thank you to your listeners who sit here, listen, give their time to these kind of podcasts. So I appreciate you, listeners. And thank you for having me. It was an honor and privilege.
It was good, guys. And I do apologize. I just had a bulldozer. There's some work going on outside here, so I don't know if you heard that. I'm unsure from my angle, but I certainly did, so I do apologize if you hear that in the background. This is a live recording, so unfortunately I can't do much to block out that. But yeah, thank you, Divya, for coming on. It's been an interesting conversation, something to really reflect on. I think we could walk away with this and reflect on it a little bit more deeply. And, you know, a couple of the main points that you raised there, just to summarize, is, you know, really understanding your why, what it's all about for you, and then, you know, just becoming more aware of that, and then purposefully taking action that matters to help you get into that movement, to get into that flow. And when you can sort of remove it from the self-objective, the selfish pursuits towards helping others, I think that's when you'll learn a heck of a lot more, as I am slowly learning myself. So it is a process, and I appreciate the thoughts, Divya. Thank you.
Thank you, Le.
Guys, check it all out, thehiddenwhy.com. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in and listening to today's conversation. I really hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've been able to take something away, something to help you create a more meaningful life, a life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Guys, if you love the content that I produce here at The Hidden Why, there are a few ways you can support me. Firstly, connect with me. You can do so in a number of different ways. You can connect with me online at thehiddenwhy.com or via social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. I would love to hear from you guys. I would love to connect with you. If you've got any thoughts, comments, feedback, suggestions, or anything at all that you'd like to ask me, you can reach me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. While you're there, guys, make sure you subscribe to thehiddenwhy.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can be kept up to date with all the new episodes and happenings here at The Hidden Why. If you love what you heard in this episode, guys, or any of the others, please share the love. Share it with your family, friends, and anyone you think that might get some value. If you haven't already done so, you can also leave me a review on iTunes. Simply head over to iTunes, type in The Hidden Why, click the ratings and reviews button, and leave me a short message plus a 1 to 5 star rating. It helps me reach more people. Once again, guys, I appreciate the time you've taken out of your day to support my show. Until next time, you know what to do. Breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why Podcast. My name is Lee Mundelty. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon.